This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is quite a Monday. We have quite a show for you tonight. So here's what we have on tap. Gonna be a doozy as we still sift through things and try to patch things up, figure out where we're at and everything else in this country. First, you know, Medal of Honor Monday's coming up 1 hour from now. We will honor a hero, talk about his deeds, no question about that. You also know, halfway through next hour, we are going to pause and be silly and do the crappiest country in the world tournament, because that's important too. It's Niger versus Somalia tonight. You still have time to get your vote in on the Jesse Kelly Show Twitter page if you so desire. Right now, Somalia appears to be running away with the thing. Now, we are going to discuss a bunch of things. I will get to a bunch of your emails tonight, and it's so assassination heavy and culture heavy and where we are and where we're not, and we are going to get to these things and people getting fired. How do we fix it? We're going to get to that. Okay. We are going to get to that. And I am actually going to play a couple things from JD Vance. You know, that's not how I usually do radio. Listen to what Trump said today. I think that's kind of lame and predictable, but he said a couple really great things today. Before we get to any of the heaviness, and there is heaviness coming, serious heaviness.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
I'm going to read something to you, and I want to talk to you about what I'm seeing and what I saw personally on Saturday night. Subject to this one is, thank you for your show. We will carry Charlie's torch. Bronco, I'm a 17-year-old girl who loves politics and loves America. I love your show. I especially respect your refusal to bend anyone else's opinions. Whenever I feel political fatigue, your show is the one I listen to. I was heartbroken when I saw Charlie's assassination. It made me shocked and sad. Most of all, it made me determined to fight for this country's future. We cannot let the demonic communist spiritual mutants win because Charlie is dead. I love your show. Thank you for helping us laugh during this difficult time. Please stay safe. God bless you, says her name is Elena. I'm not going to read her last name. On Saturday, we were getting ready for a big party in the neighborhood, adults, kids, everybody. There was a big fight that night. There were a bunch of sports that night, and it had been such a heavy week that it was kind of impromptu. Everyone said, hey, everyone prepare a dish. Let's go over. Let's all get together, break bread, watch a fight, take our mind off things. About an hour before we go, Aubrey discovers that our tiny town, we live in a small town, was having a vigil for Charlie Kirk in the local park. Ob says, hey, can you find some more details on this? Is this official? Is it even happening? Because I would like to go. I'd like to take the boys. So I start digging into it. I can't find any information. The only thing I found on it was one lady put up a Facebook post, and I believe it got deleted by the community because that's where a bunch of soul-sucking monsters are. So I told her, I said, baby, I don't even know if this is going on, but I think we should go try. We threw the kids in the car, went over to my buddy's, the neighbor's house, and had dinner. And then we said, hey, we are leaving. We'll be back in a little bit. We want to go pay our respects. We get in the car and we drive down to the park, fully expecting there to be nothing. But if there is anything, I even warned Ab on the way over there. I said, baby, there's not going to be anyone here. One Facebook post that's now deleted? You can't get people out to an event nobody knows about. That's just not going to happen. So lower your expectation. We're going to show up. There's going to be two people in the park with an American flag, and that is going to be that. We show up in the park in our tiny town. There were hundreds of people there. Hundreds of people there. On a Saturday night, sports, parties, everyone busy. Hundreds of people there. American flags. Couple big pictures of Charlie. We'd stopped at the grocery store and got flowers to lay down at a little mural they had going. You know how it got going? A young couple, girlfriend and boyfriend, they threw up the Facebook post and they brought a megaphone so small nobody could hear, and they got on and they said, I'm so sorry, we didn't know anyone even saw it or was going to show up, and they had an army of people there. Then they opened it up. They opened it up to everybody. Anyone want to speak? Anyone want to pray? Anyone want to say anything? It's not our event. We're not political people. We're just, we wanted to honor him. And they opened it up. People began to speak. Not one or two. People were not hiding at home afraid. There was a lot of sadness, no question. But there was such resolve. And the people speaking, I want to clarify, yes, some were older, some were middle age, some were children. When I say children, one little girl got up there and grabbed that megaphone. I'm not great at ages, especially with little kids. If she was 8 years old, I'd be shocked. A young, tiny little thing got up and spoke boldly about what we're up against, about God. One young man, 19 years old, looked like he'd just come from practice of some kind. 19 years old, very clearly had never spoken in front of people ever, grabbed that microphone and spoke for 5 minutes about how he now intends to use his life to fight for this country and fight for what is right. I can't count how many people got up and said, I'm going to church. It was Saturday night. I'm going to church tomorrow. I haven't been to church in years. I've never been. I'm going to church tomorrow. People are rising. Maybe you are rising. But it is happening across this country, a revival, a political and spiritual revival that I have never seen in my lifetime, including after 9/11. I have never seen this level of resolve from the right. No fear of people wanting to get involved, get in the fight now, not out of it. Not people saying, I'm scared, there are killers out there. People saying, bring it on, I'm ready. Here I am, send me. That mentality is spreading like wildfire in the wake of this terrible thing happening in the country. And don't think that this is all going to be sunshine and roses. We're going to talk about some really ugly things here in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to emphasize to you, along with all the ugliness out there, all the violence and ugliness and rhetoric and screaming and all the horrible things the communists are doing, the people on the right are rising up with a purpose, and not just older people, not just middle-aged people. Young people have had enough of this. And that is how we win in the end. A revival like that, that gives us more victory than presidential elections, than winning back the House, than taking back the Senate. If normal people are prompted to action, to get off the couch, get involved, and dedicate themselves to fighting for this wonderful country we love, then I don't need to know anything else. I don't need to know about the next election or the border or taxes or spending or abortion. I don't need to know anything else. I know we will win. The secret ingredient is normies getting involved. The secret ingredient, to be honest, is normies stopping with that nonsense. Stopping being normies, start being informed and involved, and start being part of the cause. And that is happening in so many amazing ways. That was my tiny town. There were seas of people this weekend at vigils all across the country. Not hiding at home. Not afraid. Standing up boldly. And let me finish this with this, because we are going to get into some dark stuff. We're going to talk about what J.D. Vance said and social media and things like that. But let me finish this little rant with this. I've had a lot of people say to me that, hey, Jesse, I'd like to get involved. I'd like to continue this work. I'd like to start this work, but I'm a, quote, nobody. Seen that a lot. I'm just a nobody, or I would. I'm just a nobody. You didn't know who Charlie Kirk was 10 years ago because he was a, quote, nobody. He got involved, started doing the work. Now, not across America, across the planet, his name is known and spoken of with reverence. 10 years ago, you didn't know who he was. You are not a nobody. You have a calling and a purpose. Find it. Doesn't mean it's speaking on college campus. Maybe that's not your thing. I know people who do patriotic paintings, right? I don't know what your thing is. Don't say you're a nobody. If you are finding a burning inside of you to get involved, then get involved. Bounce around to a few things. You'll find your thing. All right? All right. Let's talk about what the vice president said and more. Before we do that, let's talk about making sure we are fighting this battle in a million different ways, including with our money. I want to stress again, because we're gonna talk about all these people celebrating and their walks of life. We're going to talk about the infiltration of our institutions. That includes the corporate world. I remember being a T-Mobile customer, so I'm guilty. And I remember showing up at the mall. We had to get one of the kids a phone. And I remember walking up to the door, and there's a big old rainbow flag on the door. And I remember feeling such guilt in that moment that I paid for that. I paid for the flag. I paid for the door. I paid for the employee salaries. I paid for that. I'm done paying for that. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate your guts. Switch to Pure Talk. It's the same network, same coverage. Keep your phone. Get a new phone. Save a fortune. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show. You can pour your heart out. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We are here to listen. We are reading it. We know you are hurting it. We are talking about things. Now, I want to, again, emphasize something. Before I play what the vice president said today, Vice President J.D. Vance, I want to emphasize something that I've brought up before. The communist understands when he should push forward and when he has to crawl forward, when he should run and when he should crawl. Don't get me wrong. He never stops moving forward, always moving forward. But he understands there are times he has to slow down and back off. And those are always times when he pushes things so far that the world's eyes have now turned on him and he knows his demonic nature has been revealed. He is always trying to hide that. He's always lying about everything at all times. Every now and then, his real nature gets exposed and the world says, "What is this now?" And in that moment, where he can't avoid any blame, right? He can't avoid any blame. The light is on him. Our eyes are on him. In that moment, his fallback position, he cannot stay on that front line. He has to fall back to a more defensible position. His fallback position is, it's both sides. Can't we get along? It's everybody. I mean, it's everybody. His fallback position is, well, we're all guilty. I mean, it's all of us, really. It's not me. It's not my demonic nature. It's not my rhetoric. It's not our demonic base. It's everyone. I mean, it's a right-wing problem. It's everybody. He doesn't believe that. But he understands that's the only lie he can sell. He can't sell, I'm not violent, when another communist pet murders someone. That won't sell. He knows that. The best he can hope for is, well, it's all of us. It's all of us. There are some on the right, and I'll get to them in a minute. There are some who are helping him reach that position. They are helping him reach his fallback position. We'll get to that in a few. But I have to say, I am so impressed with the Trump administration in the wake of this, with the clarity they are speaking with, because this is a moment where presidents, including Trump himself previously, may have been tempted to, I guess it is both sides. I'm not really sure. It's a moment for unity. Not anymore. This is uncommon clarity in politics.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
Wow. I cannot recall too many times in my life where an elected Republican spoke with that kind of clarity. And look, he spoke for a long time today. This is him.
But there was a loud and very cool minority that would shout at my children, who were 8, 5, and 3, whenever they got the opportunity. You should disown your dad, you little shit. One middle-aged woman yelled at my 5-year-old. Tell the Secret Service to protect the Constitution, not your father, screamed another. Are these women violent? Probably not. Are they deranged? Certainly.
Again,
people on the left are much likelier to defend and celebrate political violence. This is not a both sides problem. If both sides have a problem, one side has a much bigger and malignant problem, and that is the truth.
That's wonderful. It's not just J.D. Vance. Stephen Miller has been all over this. And man, remember what we said last week, what must be done? The Trump administration must, in order to save us from a dictator, they must smash communism through legal means. Here was Stephen Miller.
The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Wow. I love it. Let it be so. Anyone listening right now in the administration, if you need our help for any reason, we are in. It's time to pull communism out by the roots, defund it, dismantle it. It is an illegal movement. Enforce the law nonviolently and throw these animals in cages where they belong. But we have to discuss those on our side who give aid and comfort to the enemy. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about comfort from pain. It sucks living with pain, doesn't it? It's just, if you've ever broken a bone or hurt, I got a stress fracture on my foot once, and just every step I took, it hurt. It sucks. But people live with pain every day, and it never goes away. It never heals. Their back or their neck, maybe this is you. Maybe it's your hand or your knees. Maybe it's muscle pain. Aren't you desperate to get rid of it permanently? Relief Factor does that for people, gets rid of it permanently, not masking it for a few hours, getting rid of it permanently. So you wake up in the morning pain-free, and you go to bed at night pain-free, so you can walk again, jog again, play pickleball, work construction. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Just try it for 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a heavy Monday. I get it, but we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now. Our crappiest country in the world tournament continues an hour from now, and we'll get to your emails and things like that. We have to discuss, though, we have to discuss traitors in our midst. Whether or not they know there are traitors, many of them do, most of them do, but traitors in our midst. We talked briefly last week about controlled opposition, how most tyrants in history, every communist, has allowed an opposition party, one they controlled, to give the people an illusion of choice. I have warned you several times before, so hear me warn it again. We have a gigantic task ahead of us, and it can't be just focused on the left, on the communists. Our task is this: recognizing that there is a small cabal of red state Republicans who exist in their seat to save communists from final destruction. We have to recognize that, and we have to primary them out of office. This is a monumental task because so many of them are senators. And it's criminal that they almost always hail from the reddest states. And I need to explain why that is. Because we're about to savage Katie Britt in Alabama, James Lankford in Oklahoma. We're about to savage them. Spencer Cox in Utah. But why is it? Why does this happen in red states? Well, this is the part that's on you and on me. We have to own this, okay? They do this from the reddest states because the red state GOP primary voter is the laziest, dumbest voter in the United States of America. He exists in a comfortable, safe state where the animals aren't running in the streets, white picket fences and big churches, and people are polite, and it has given him a level of comfort. And now he checks out of the political process. He doesn't get involved. Things are all good here in Oklahoma. James Lankford? Oh yeah. He's a Republican, right, Barb? Yeah, we're gonna vote for Lankford. He's a Republican. He probably loves Trump, I bet. James Lankford, every time he finds an opportunity, kneecaps our movement and gives comfort to the communists. I despise the James Lankfords of the world way more than I despise a single person on the left because James Lankford pretends to be my friend. At least the communist demons, at least they just come out and say, I hate your guts, I want you dead, I'll cheer when you're dead. I got it. That's at least clarity. I respect the honesty of it, to be frank. But right now, when we have the opportunity of a lifetime to start uprooting communism from this country, red state Senator James Lankford runs to the news and talks like this.
At any governmental level or in the private sector, are you comfortable having someone fired for an utterance about Charlie Kirk's death?
Yeah, this is about protecting the individual businesses. And what people are seeing is in this cancel culture that still persists.
Juxtapose that with this.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination.
This is the red state senator from Oklahoma.
We need to be careful in how we talk about this, whether it is talking about white nationalists and preparing to be able to attack and be able to carry an attack, or to somebody like a Timothy McVeigh that hated the government intensely in my state 30 years ago, murdered 168 people in Oklahoma City, or whether it is a leftist group that is interested in actually attacking.
Why are you gay?
Juxtapose that again with this.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie...
Remember when he tried to pass amnesty? I want to point this out because, again, there's a pattern you will see. You will notice it once you start to pick up on it. These people, when they start to catch some heat, they'll usually do things like they'll cite their conservative score from this group or that group. Actually, the score for conservatism, that's not a thing, shows that I have a 97% voting record. They love doing that. Well, yes, 97% of the time they vote the right way. But when we need them most, that's the moment they knife us in the back. Remember when the Biden administration opened up the border and purposely brought in millions of rapists and murderers and drug dealers? Now they kill you and your family. They rape your wife. They stab you. They kill you on the highway repeatedly across this country. We still can't get them all out. I don't know if we'll ever get them all out. Remember when the Biden administration did that on purpose? Remember who they turned to when they wanted an amnesty bill? They needed cover in an election year because the country was mad about illegal immigration. How do you get that cover? Hey, who are some dirty traitors on the Republican side we can get with and we'll pass, what should we call it? A border bill. Remember who they turned to.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this product could ever become law. And it's been made pretty clear to us by the speaker that it will not become law. So I want to congratulate Senator Mankert on a remarkable job of negotiating with the other side, getting the support of the Border Council. But it looks to me and to most of our members as if we have no real chance here to make a law.
Tried to pass amnesty after the Biden administration brought 20 million savages into your country. Tried to guarantee they could bring in more. Remember the 2018 James Lankford asked about the DACA kids?
Even conservative Republicans who think that there should be a solution for the DACA kids. Are you working on anything here in the Senate to try to address this problem before the end of the year?
I am. There's a group of us that are meeting quietly to try to see if we can find common ground.
Do you think that whatever you're working on will have to include a path to citizenship for Dreamers?
I do. I've been pretty outspoken on that. Even last September, Senator Tillis and I both put out a proposal to get citizenship for those individuals that are in the DACA program or were eligible for the DACA.
This is on you and me. You know that. We have work to do. It's not just James Lankford. Here's Senator Katie Britt of Alabama trying to help the communists reach their fallback position.
It's just unthinkable that this is happening in the United States of America. And so the time for unity, the time for peace, it is now.
What did you just say? They not only murdered one of our leaders, Democrats coast to coast have spent days justifying it and cheering it, and red state senators from our reddest states are out there running cover for them now. You and I have to fix this problem. We have to fix this problem by becoming activists in the primary, by waking up Norm and Norma, and by getting these people out of office. I will only vote for people who speak like this.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
No unity. We do not unite with evil. We destroy it completely. We will talk some more about many things in a moment. Before we do that, let's do something pretty friggin' nice. I have officially started to hook my friends on Cozy Earth. Maybe try some sheets first. I still do not fully understand. Chris, Jewish producer Chris, told me bamboo is a grass, which is wild to me. I had no idea. It definitely looks like a stick. I have no idea how they get the stick grass thing and turn it into sheets, but they did. And oh my gosh, they're like so silky, but not hot. You know, silk can be hot. It's like breathable silk. I don't even know what it is. You'll never sleep in anything else. I know money doesn't grow on trees. I get that. Get yourself some sheets. Up to 40% off the best bedding, bath stuff, apparel. Don't forget about the everywhere pants at CozyEarth.com with the promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a rough Monday, but still a Monday. We're still here, right? Marching forward. We got Medal of Honor Monday 10 minutes from now. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, don't forget, halfway through next hour, an All-Africa tourney bracket.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Somalia and Niger. Brought to you by Alphabet Plungers. Use both ends.
Shout out to Alphabet Plungers for sponsoring this wonderful event. Now, let's give a little law enforcement update, shall we? There is something you need to be aware of no matter your age. If you are a child, a teenager, a parent, a soon-to-be parent, a grandparent, there is something that you may understand and may not understand. I have learned about it mostly, honestly, from my sons more than anything. Yes, I have law enforcement sources and things like that, but I've learned about it mostly from my sons. But it is this. Online, the internet, is incredibly powerful, as you know. A world of endless knowledge is sitting there on the internet, in your phone, on your computer. And it can be used as an incredible force for good and has been used a million times as an incredible force for good. But it can also be as dark as you can possibly imagine. Darker than you can imagine. And yourself, your child, grandchild, you need to be very, very, very careful with it. Think about it this way. Think about it this way. You're standing in the middle of a crossroad. The road goes four different directions. Two of those directions can be very positive. The other two descend into hell. And hell isn't advertised as a destination on the two directions, but that's where you end up. That's what this very dark online world can become and has become. And it's a place where people who have lost their minds and lost their soul, they find each other on there, and they essentially whip each other up into a frenzy and radicalize each other. I will tell you, Discord. Does your child have Discord? I'm not telling you to delete Discord. I'm not saying that at all. My child, I think he used to. I don't think he does anymore. But Discord is a place where people will go and they'll chat about things. They'll form groups online. They'll chat about things. Now, I want to make sure I'm crystal clear on this. It's sports talk. It's video game talk. It's everything. Food, you name it. But also, just like I said, It's not all sports and video game talk. There are dark, dark, dark roads where these demons find each other, whip each other up into a frenzy, and it's an ugly place. What is it? Robux, Chris? Roblox, that's it. Roblox is another one that my kids have warned me about. It's all these games. The little kids play the games. Yes, who do you think's in there playing the games with the little kids? Listen to Kash Patel speaking about Discord.
Back to the group chats real quick, there's more than 20 individuals, but this is a great point. I want to lay out how this works. People think we can just get in these group chats and immediately find out who is in them. And there are scores of people in this Discord chat room, but we have to effectuate legal process. We have to go out there with search warrants so that if prosecutors want to later use this evidence, it's not tainted by being illegally obtained. We, the FBI, are running the investigation pointedly on the Discord chat group. There are scores of individuals that are going to be spoken to.
Scores of them. And this is one group. There are legions of them across the internet. And I know you're saying, Jesse, I'm fine, or my kid is fine, or right now they are. Have you spoken to them about it? I have extensively. That phone in your hands can lead you right to hell, can lead you down a very dark road where it'll start slowly and then whip up really fast. By all accounts, that assassin, he was a normal kid 2 years ago. 2 years ago, a 20-year-old normal kid. 2 years in these chat rooms, 2 years traveling down this road. He's now an internationally vilified murderer who will either go to the electric chair or however Utah kills people, or will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole, life over, family ruined. 2 years in these rooms, in these internet chat rooms. Speak to your children boldly about it. Don't tiptoe around it. I'm not really sure. No. Who are you talking to? What's going on? I want to know. If you have to go look, go look. If you're worried about your kid, take the computer and throw it in the ocean. It is that bad out there. And they have formed terror cells, as we've discussed before. Radical, oftentimes tranny, terror cells. Oh, and something else I should mention. You think there aren't foreign enemies of this country involved in these anonymous groups? If you're, let's say, China, do you think it would be beneficial to your cause to get in one of these groups and push these young men, young women into doing something horrible, to ripping up this country? Of course it would. This is a word of warning, a word of caution. Careful with yourself, with your children, with your grandchildren. A very dangerous world out there, all right? All right. Let's go do a Medal of Honor Monday. Let's check out of here on this stuff for a little bit. Medal of Honor Monday. Before we do Medal of Honor Monday, I hope you are enjoying Hillsdale College. I shouldn't say I hope. I know you are. I love that people are discovering what we talk about. That, look, like we said, the phone, the computer can be used for evil, but it's been an incredible force for good. That I, idiot Jesse, who could never get into Hillsdale College, that I get to take more than 40 courses for free, then that's special. You do. I do. They put these online for everybody who enrolls at no cost. You have a world, a wealth of knowledge for yourself, your family. That next road trip, turn off the music for an hour, take a Hillsdale course. Everyone's wiser, smarter at the end of it. You want to learn about ancient Rome? Maybe biblical things, capitalism, painting, Athens, Sparta, the Constitution. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is your one-stop shop. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.